T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I don't think enough of you are buying the KISW baseball shirt because it was a good luck charm.
I remember it was.
We were undefeated almost.
Yep.
We came out strong.
Sales came out strong.
Yep.
And now it's happening.
So I think if you want to be true to the blue or you want to be back in the black, because we have both colors, go to the Rock Shop right now. Buy the KISW baseball shirt. Hey, look, even if this season turns out to be a dog, you're going to look great. Go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will be. Smarter than you, he'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock, you're going down and I'm gonna rock. It's time to play the game, yeah. So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
We have made it. It's Friday.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Jeffin.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying.
Yeah.
Partying, partying.
Yeah.
Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Yes, definitely looking forward towards the weekend.
Hell yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. That's all I got to say about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Eddie in Bremerton. Eddie, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What is he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to see Crumb. I was about to say Crazy Bitch, but it's Buck Cherry. I just had their song in my head. Tickets to see Buck Cherry over at El Corazon on June 12th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, you can get them at Ticketfly.com.
Hey, y'all crazy bitch.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out. Get out.
For those playing at home, Eddie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Eddie, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Who was the first female to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Joan Jett.
No.
Pass.
What word is the past tense of feed?
Repeat that.
What word is the past tense of feed?
Fed.
Yes. What company makes the PlayStation console?
Sony.
Yes. What sign are you if you were born on Valentine's Day?
Aquarius.
Yes. Who is the fastest mouse in all of Mexico?
Speedy Gonzalez.
Yes. Snakes flick their tongues in and out in order to do what?
Smell.
Yes. Aside from one, the numbers 9 and 15 share what factor?
Three.
Yes. When texting, what word is abbreviated to S-R-Y?
Sorry.
Yes. In which U.S. city is the film Saturday Night Fever set?
New York.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Oh, this is going to be a close one, man.
It'll be very close.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, just maybe.
Oh, could I
we'll get a loser song?
Could I get a loser song?
Do you even have any loser songs anymore? We haven't even heard one.
It's going to take a while to find them. I think they left me.
Steve, are you ready?
Ah, yes.
Who was the first female to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Ooh, Tina Turner?
No.
Aretha Franklin.
Yes. What is the what word is the past tense of feed?
Fed.
Yes. What company makes the PlayStation console?
That would be Sony.
Yes. What sign are you if you were born on Valentine's Day?
Virgo.
No.
Sagittarius.
No.
Capricorn.
No. Who is the fastest mouse in all of Mexico?
Speedy Gonzalez.
Yes. Snakes.
Arriba, arriba.
Snakes flick their tongues in and out in order to do what?
Smell.
Yes. Aside from one, the numbers 9 and 15 share what factor?
That they're odd?
No.
3.
Yes.
Yeah.
When texting, baby, what word is abbreviated to SRY?
Seriously.
No.
Sorry?
Yes.
3.
In which U.S. city is the film Saturday Night Fever set?
That's New York City.
Yes! Typically, how many flavors make up the layered gelato spumoni?
Ooh, 3.
Yes, and Steve, with that one, you win 9-8.
Eddie. You're
sampling the best. Dang. Wasn't Tina, but Aretha. Yeah.
Thank you, Aretha.
That screwed you, Eddie. Sorry about that.
About time you guys show me some R.E.S.
Oh, hey, that's all right. That was good.
It was a good game.
It sure was, Eddie. Appreciate you playing, buddy. Take it easy. I got to show Steve some R.E.S.E.P.S.T.T.
R.E.S.P.E.K.
Yeah.
Respect. Respect.
Show him some respect.
Give some respect.
Yeah.
God. How do you win these games, Steve?
With my brain, Rev.
Wow.
And a lot of lucky guesses. Not a lot. I think it was 2 lucky guesses on that one.
Yeah. Like, I didn't, like, I'm doing numbers ones out there because I'm thinking maybe your brain won't be running. And then just every once in a while, you get the math, you get the
I would have been tripped up by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because I keep forgetting it's, you know, it's not just rock. Because I was thinking Janis Joplin would probably be the first woman in there. And,
yeah,
it wouldn't have thought of Aretha.
The only one you missed, Steve, Eddie got correct. It is Aquarius, that the sign. That's the sign when you were born on Valentine's Day.
Yay! That's my Achilles heel too. I don't care enough to want to know what the signs are because I just think astrology is such a pile.
I only know mine and my brother's just because they're right around the same. You know, because he's in September. Actually, I don't know my brother's.
Yes, you do.
Virgo.
That's it.
Yeah.
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 That's right. Because you said it.
Yes. So Libra and Virgo. Those are the only ones I kind of know when they happen.
Yeah, I know mine's a Capricorn. Joe, are you a Sagittarius?
He's a Vagittarius.
Sarah's the Sagittarius. Joe's a Vagittarius. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sagittarius, wow. I
Joe's
know.
Joe's a Scorpio? Is that it? That's it. Okay.
Nice.
And then I got Capricorn for Kathy, and I'm a Virgo. That's all I know.
Sweet. I'm Taurus. That's about all I know.
Scorpio is funny because a lot of people assume I'm a Scorpio because I have a scorpion tattoo on my arm.
Oh, yeah.
So it got to the point where I finally would just tell people yes. Because some people get so excited, like, oh, you're a Scorpio too. They see a scorpion on my arm.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
gosh. Yeah.
So I'm just like, it's a lot easier just to say yes. For I hate small talk. Then to be like, no, I got the tattoo. I used to do this. Got the tattoo as a tribute to my grandfather who was a Scorpio. He left me a necklace that has a scorpion on it, and the necklace is the tattoo on my arm. It's a, you know, it's a tribute.
Oh, but so your grandfather was a Scorpio?
Yes.
Well, that's at least easy to go. I'm not a Scorpio. My granddad is.
But then I gotta say he's dead, and then that gets awkward because like, oh, I'm sorry, he's dead. I'm like, well, it was a while ago. I mean, I'm clearly still sad about it, but I'm not like gonna cry in front of you.
This is like how all small talk will happen, and Steve's just more than happy just to be like, sure.
Yeah, see, so it got to the point where I'm like, yep, Scorpio.
I never say
I don't
I'm sorry.
I
Scorpio never say I'm
for
sorry.
Life.
See, here's the thing about
that's part of why I got the sleeve because I was like, oh,
yeah,
I didn't really think that part out.
Yeah. See, I feel like, and this is one of my rules, I never apologize for somebody's grandfather passing away or grandmother passing away if they're 35 and older. Because everybody's
Let me see your ID, sir, before I give you sympathy.
Well, you know, I sort of make the judgment call. Like, yeah. if it's a millennial or somebody in their teens, okay, it's got to be fresh. But, you know, if you're in your 30s and 40s and 50s, yeah, your grandparents are dead. I mean, I just make that assumption, and it's been a while, and you've gotten over it. I don't ever apologize for that.
More often than not... if someone says something and they're like, oh, he's dead, I'll be like, oh, sorry to hear that. And like, okay, cool. But like, sometimes people get weird. They're just like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Like, they want to kind of pull that emotion out of you. And I'm just thinking.
It's so weird.
It is very weird.
Like, you tell me your grandfather's dead. I'm like, of course he's dead. You're in your 40s.
Well, some people's grandparents are still alive.
Well, yeah, I guess.
But you're right. More often than not.
More often
than
not, they're done. And it's like, okay, you know.
I mean, that would be a weird reaction if I'm like, oh, my grandfather's dead. And you're like, of course he's dead.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, man.
It'd be a very Larry David moment on me. No doubt about it. But I don't say anything. I would go, dude, that's cool. I mean, I wouldn't even go to the sorry route. You'd go, oh, it's after my grandfather. He was a Scorpio. Oh, that's a cool thing, dude.
Yeah.
That's how I'd be done. See, that's easy small talk. It's small talk with somebody you don't know has to be like, hey, dude, I think that's cool. Good job. And then you end it. And if you say something to me, that's cool. If you don't, we're done.
Yeah.
Because that's the great, especially with guys. You know, you know, a lot of guys don't want to talk at all. They have people in their life they have to talk to, and so all their words are spent on them. They really don't want to spend it on you.
Right. So then I just had to make the adjustment in my head. I'm like, do I want to have a 5-minute conversation about dead grandparents, or do I want to just lie to this person who I'll probably never see again and tell them, yes, I'm a Scorpio just like you?
Can I have a
pound of roast beef, please?
That's brilliant. Give me some roast beef, fellow Scorpio. That is so awesome. I love that. Got a new survey. It's more than half the people say they don't always wash their hands after they use the bathroom at work. I don't know why work is the place where they don't always use the bathroom. Because they didn't say just in life. They're just saying at work.
Huh. What's up with their sinks at work?
Yeah. I don't understand what the difference is. I would think you'd wash your hands more at work because that's where you're in touch with everybody else's bacteria. Where at your house, you know, you got your own people.
Sometimes I won't wash my hands because I'm still on my phone, and I got to put my phone in my pocket to wash my hands.
Yeah, I don't keep going. That's why I wash my hands twice with people like you in the bathroom.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal.
How about this?
If you're going number two, yes, absolutely wash your hands.
You don't think number one is as big enough deal?
I'm not. It's not like I'm cupping it with my hands and then putting it into the urinal.
Dude, it's your penis. Nobody wants anything. Nobody wants your penis anywhere near anything.
I guarantee my wiener's cleaner than anything on your body.
Steve's wiener's cleaner.
How do you guarantee that? What are you?
I don't know how to guarantee it. Did I tell you I'm a Scorpio?
Yeah. Do I get my money back if you're wrong? I
mean, but how do you know it's not clean?
Yeah. How do I know it's not clean? It's universally thought of that the pee-pee area and the poo-poo area are places where you wash your hands when you use them. It's a universal thing.
Okay.
Right?
I understand.
I was taught that as a toddler, for Christ's sake.
But it's nestled in a very clean spot with clean underwear. It's just there. It's nothing.
It gets all sweaty down there. You're chafing. You're moving.
I'm not doing jumping jacks at work, man.
It's called the taint for a reason. And it's right around that area.
Okay. Thanks, Rev.
Oh, thanks for that, buddy.
Didn't know you needed to chime in with that, but appreciate that.
I guess the taint must really...
Wash your hands, man. Gross.
Oh, is it because of the taint?
So, I am. I'm just...
So the rhymes with paint is the reason why you have to wash your hands. It has nothing to do with what's in front and what's in back. It's that area that makes you need to wash your hands, Rev?
Well, the entire area is tainted.
Ah, that's it.
Dude, I'm reading a couple of things right now. One thing, some people might not wash their hands after they go number two, and then you're touching the door handle. So then you will get fecal matter on your hands, even though...
On your way out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I feel like
just wasted your time.
Yep. Well, that's why you got to get the paper on top of that. But if you also... Some people go poopy.
No, the paper, they say, actually spreads it even more. Have you read that article? That's why I don't use those toilet covers anymore. They say it actually is worse than just sitting on the seat by itself.
I don't think I'm ever going to go to the bathroom ever again.
I don't blame you. You got to hover, Vicky.
This is why
you
gotta hover. Rubber gloves, and I put my rubber gloves on when I leave the bathroom.
There you go.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This is a very bizarre story. A Pennsylvania middle school had to cancel classes after a student who said he was sleepwalking was found inside the building. And look, with all the crap that's gone down with the schools and the shootings and everything, you can't take any chances. So they said this 7th grade student called 911 around 2:30 a.m. to report that he was inside the middle school. This was on Wednesday.
Oh, that answers my question. Because at first I'm like, well, he just sleepwalk? Like, was he not supposed to be in school at that time? Like, that seemed odd. But at 2:30 in the morning, okay, it makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, he told authorities that he'd been sleepwalking and woke up inside the school. Police say the student entered the school through a window and wandered around for about 15 minutes.
That's nuts.
He lives about 4 miles from the school. So this kid took a 4-mile trek sleepwalking.
Do you think he walked or drove, I wonder?
Oh, jeez.
Probably seventh grade, I think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he had to. I mean, jeez.
Or got on his bicycle or skateboard.
Oh, damn, dude. Either way, he slept traveled to get there. So the school district, they had to cancel all the classes on Wednesday because they were like, look, we're going to do our security thing. We're going to sweep the school. They just wanted to be sure there was no foul play because of the times we live in.
Especially right now.
Yeah.
I mean, this soon from a tragedy, I can understand why they want to just make sure everything is cool, even though it just turned out to just be a sleepwalker.
Dude, that sleepwalking is trippy, man.
Yeah. I've never done it, but I've heard people's stories, and it's just like, wow. Like, the fact that you could get out of bed, walk somewhere. I could get getting out of bed, going to the bathroom, waking up the next day, not realizing that you did that. Like, that kind of makes sense in my head, but to get out of bed, leave your house, climb over a fence, go inside of a school, that just seems nuts.
Crawl in a window, and then hang there for 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden you go, what the hell am I doing here? That's not a life I want. Damn.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I don't remember doing blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Alex in Monroe. Alex, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Alex. What you got for us, buddy?
All right. So I was like 6 or 7, and I used to sleepwalk a lot when I was a kid. But the one incident that really stands out to me is my parents were watching a movie one night. And I guess I decided, in my sleep, I got up and I walked into the living room and I peed all over the VCR and quit working. And so,
love this.
Had no movie night.
You, sir, are the best child ever.
Dad's looking at it. He's going to be very popular in college.
Oh, man, dude. And you have no memory of that.
Oh, not at all. They told me about it the next day, and I felt bad, I remember. But
now, did you go?
Funny, I think, now.
Did you go to the bathroom on top of the VCR, or did you try and open it up and, like, actually aim for the inside of the VCR?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I just kind of peed all over the outside of it, but it got into the VCR, and, yeah, it went straight to the trash, so.
Man.
Oh, my God.
And how often do your parents bust out that story?
Every Christmas.
Oh, they bring it up sometimes, especially when they're drinking. So
that's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? That's the
incredible
price. That's the price you pay. They cost them a VCR, cost you that story for the rest of your life, as long as they're trash. That's awesome. Love that.
Worth it.
Yeah.
What a great story.
Oh, man. Yeah. Luckily, my kids never did anything like that. That would have pissed me off.
I just literally. Text to one person says, one time I woke up on my next-door neighbor's big trampoline. I have no idea how I got there.
What a way to wake up is that you're bouncing up and down.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, some people wake up that way. I won't mention Vicky's name. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Franklin in Bellingham. Franklin, you are on the Rock.
How's it going, guys?
Not too bad, buddy. Say hello to Cellophane Square. Cellophane Square, are they still there?
Cellophane Square?
In Bellevue?
I don't know what that... What is it?
I'm in Bellingham. I'm on medication. It was a big store.
It was a record store. I doubt it's still there.
Oh, it's not there anymore? Oh.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
There's only two that I know of. There's one, like, off a railroad, and then, Tri-City, I think it's called, maybe.
Oh, wow. I thought that would never go away, Cellophane Square, because Bellingham is Beeham. You know, I figured there would always be a record store like that there.
Yeah, Yelp says that it is closed.
Oh,
and
no.
This guy's 24, so I mean,
about the feed store?
Say hi to that cool taco store right next to the Cellophane Square, if you know that.
How about the big feed store? Yeah, is that still there in Bellingham?
The feed store is still there.
All right, there you go, Steve.
What about the taco store?
Yep, the taco store is there, too.
Say hi to them, please. Yeah.
Say hi to the big feed in the taco store for us.
What about Ben from Death Cab for Cutie? Is he still there?
Nah, he's... Oh, Yelp says he's closed.
All the time. Yeah. I pick it all the time.
All right, what you got for us, Frank?
Okay.
Well, no, what's crazy? I want to know what's crazy.
Oh, all right, give it to us, yeah.
Just one of my friends from high school is... her uncle is the lead singer of Death Cab,
That makes me feel old. Because I remember going to Bellingham playing shows with those guys many, 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 many years ago.
Well, let's see how old you are. Was Cellophane Square still there?
Yes, we stopped at Cellophane Square and the taco store right next to it.
Ah, man, you are old, buddy.
The restaurant, I guess they call it. It's not really a taco store. But they sell tacos, so it's kind of a store.
Yeah. Oh, sad.
But when I turned 21, I used to drink bottles of Jack Daniels. And I was over at my house, and my roommate, and I woke up one morning, and I was bruised all over my body. And I asked my roommate what happened, because I thought maybe I got in a fight with somebody. But he said that he heard about two or three really loud thuds on the stairs. And the way that our living room was set up was the couch faced the TV, and then to the right was like the landing where the stairs came down. And he was sitting there watching TV, and he said he heard like three thuds. And then I Supermaned across like the top of the, like from the stairs, and then landed and smashed into the shoe rack, and shoe rack got all busted up. And
so you just decided you Superman down the stairs like that and just slammed into everything?
Yeah, I think maybe like when I was running down the stairs, I just like lost my footing and just decided that that was my best way to go, was to go face first into the ground.
And you don't remember any of that?
No, I don't remember anything. He said I just sat there for a second. Everybody was like, are you okay? And then I just like laid back down.
Well, I was looking at this website, and I know you have the story in front of you. This website cracked. They like scoured the internet to find a bunch of crazy things that people have done while asleep. And one of them was a guy in Germany back in 2007 jumped out of a window, a fourth story window, doesn't remember it. And when he landed, was still asleep, only to find out when he finally woke up, he had broken body parts.
So wait, he had a broken arm and a broken leg, and he didn't even feel it because he was still asleep.
Right.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so weird.
I like these texts. One person says, many nights from my college days that I don't remember getting Burger King, but it magically always happened to be on my nightstand the next morning. Next text, I woke up one morning to my mom asking me why there were 15 uncooked corn dogs in the oven. I had no memory of it. That's how I found out that I sleepwalked, from Watson. And that goes to this story, too. Man. There was some woman gained 60 pounds. She's like, why am I gaining all this weight? Goes to the doctor, and she's like, I don't understand this. I eat healthy. I do this. I do that. Turns out she would gorge herself while she was asleep. She would get a box of, like, Little Debbies, like you like.
No.
And just crush them all while she was asleep.
Oh, no.
But had no idea that was going on. So she was putting on all this weight, but thought that she was eating healthy.
Oh, that's a beating when you're doing that in your sleep. And you're basically starving yourself during the day, and then you're Little Debbie-ing all night.
That's like someone texted in saying, I wish I would get muscles because I would work out when I was like, why isn't it the opposite? Like, I would love that. Like, if I was sleepwalking and I was just doing a crap ton of push-ups and
so awesome,
doing exercises, and I wake up and I'm all swollen. I'm like, I don't know how that happened, but man, these arms are getting bigger.
That is the weirdest thing, to be sleep eating. And I have heard people do that.
What a bummer. Like, you're wasting all that enjoyment while you're asleep.
Yeah, man, that's just trippy. And like you said, you know, she went to the doctor, mind effed herself. Like, I don't get it, man. I'm kaling all the time. What is happening over here? Let's go to Kate in Port Orchard. Kate, you are on the rock.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Kate. Welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Why are you doing like the quiet, sexy voice?
Guys, I mean, if Kate's gonna do it for me, I'm gonna do it for Kate.
Hey, Katie. Hey,
how
Katie.
You doing, man?
What's up, girl?
Yeah.
the last year, I had. Next medication was alcohol, and I was just kind of, I fell asleep watching a Disney movie in my room, and the next thing I know, I woke up in jail. Apparently, I had gotten my car, drove to the store to buy more alcohol, then I crashed my car and totaled it.
Damn, Katie.
Sheesh.
So you mixed what with alcohol?
Medication.
Oh, they tell you not to do that.
Well, when she's asleep, she doesn't know that.
Yeah, I learned the hard way, but it was real crazy. So
damn. Oh man, that's that blackout, that blackout activity, man. That's, I'm always afraid to drink it too much for that reason.
Was it a bad choice on your end that you were drinking the night before, or did you start drinking while you were asleep?
Oh, it was weird. I only had like one glass of wine, and I just fell asleep. And I guess I just blacked out.
One glass of wine and the medication. Wow, that's
maybe
trippy.
She drank more than while she was asleep. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Do you know, like, Stevia, do you know if you had any wine while you were sleeping?
When my first sergeant told me, the police report said that I had, like, 5 open containers in my car.
Oh, jeez.
Like, 2 open bottles of wine. I don't even, that's crazy. I don't even remember any of that. It was so weird.
That's trippy, man. See, that's the.
Hey guys, I love the show. I listen to you like every day for like 10 years. So,
Katie, we love you. And you, so far, you're not driving and hurting, getting crashing anymore, right? You're good.
But she's doing it right now.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, damn, dude, Katie, that's. I appreciate
that's
the call.
Scary.
Thanks for listening too. Love that. I mean, love that you listen. Don't love that you crash your car.
Well, a few people were texting about having sex while asleep, and I noticed even in that story, too, they had something about the story in this crack story is nuts.
Yeah, I guess in Australia, there was a middle-aged woman. She had a quirky habit. She would wake up in the middle of the night, leave her house, and hook up with various strangers, and she was married.
Apparently, the husband found out because they noticed a bunch of condoms. It's like, what the hell is going on? And then she's like, oh, I don't know. I must be having sex while I'm asleep. And he's like, yeah, likely story. And they went to a doctor to have it all checked out. And the doctor's like, yeah, she's sleep sexing.
Dude, that's just, what?
Like, how, that's.
Come on.
I don't know.
What do you do about that?
Yeah, I sleep divorce her.
Yeah.
I do.
That's exactly what you have to do.
See, I've never, well, not to my recollection, I've never had sex while I was asleep. But apparently I've done some things to dudes I was sleeping next to. In my
skiing?
Sleep. Yes, I went skiing and I had no recollection.
Really?
Of it. They told me, like, thanks for, you know, we
Jesus, why do some people get all the luck?
That'll happen to me. Like, sometimes I'll wake up, my wife will be like, you were extra frisky last night. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, and because, you know, we might have, like, whatever, I've done some stuff. And then she's like, yeah. I was like, no, you instigated that. Like, and she's like, no, I woke up to you poking me. I'm like, oh, my bad.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.